And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I live in one of the best cities in India called Chandigarh. And it's very close to my heart because I was born here. It's a very green city, relaxed, more health-conscious lifestyle we have. This is my home.
This week on Bar None, we shine the spotlight on the man who's put India on the world golfing map. He's the first Indian to qualify for the European Tour, the first Indian to play at the US Open, and he's the first Indian to make the top 50 of the official world golf ranking. India's proud son, Jeev Milkha Singh, talks to us about changing the mindset of his cricket mad nation. Next on Bar None, BFM 89.9.
Bar None, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Bar None, your weekly dose of all things sport. I'm Audrey Raj, and back on the show with me this week is Angeline Tay.
Hello. On the show this week, we have a man who's trying to spread his love for golf in his home country, a nation that is just obsessed with cricket.
Yes, Jeev Milkha Singh is definitely one of a kind. He's India's most successful golfer to date and has inspired so many young golfers in the country brave enough to stray away from India's passionate love affair with cricket.
And Jeev Milkha Singh from the bunker. This is a par 5. The tees have been moved up some 44 yards today. This is the fifth shot for Jeev Milkha Singh, and it's an easy par.
That was not an easy shot. It had no green to work with and landed it beautifully and checked up. It's like, well, on the scorecard, they don't take pictures.
If you thought the name was familiar, yes, Jeev Milkha Singh is the son of Indian Olympic athlete Milkha Singh, who was also known as the Flying Sikh.
Milkha Singh was a Commonwealth champion in the 400 metres and a double Asian Games gold medalist. Jeev Milkha's mum, she was a former captain of the Indian women's volleyball team. So I guess you could say the love of sport runs in their blood.
Jeeves, you come from an athletic family. I mean, was a career in sport always in the pipeline for you?
Not really. My parents believed that I should get a professional degree, like most of the parents in India do, be a doctor or be an engineer or sit for the civil services. But I was fortunate enough. I went to the US, did very well in college golf there, and I picked the phone up and called my parents up and I said, I want to be a professional golfer, and that's what I would love to do. And fortunately, they backed me on that, and here I am.
Why golf?
I started golf when my father started. I was 9 years old. He was presented with a golf set, and he was touring in the UK, and he came back, and they said, why don't you try this game? It's an amazing game. So he went to the golf course. I went with him. And when I went there, I saw other guys of my age there. I said, you know what? They're doing it. I might as well give it a go. And that's how I got encouraged, and we used to have games together. We used to play with each other, and that's how it all started.
Now, what was it like taking up golf professionally in India? I mean, it's not your traditional favorites like, you know, cricket is, right?
Yes. It was, you know, when I started, there were not too many professional golfers. People used to still ask when I used to go out to different functions, what do you really do? You know, professional golfers, I know you do it for fun, but what is your real job? I said, my real job is professional golf, you know. I go out all over the world playing tournaments. Fortunately, I think things have changed now. The mindset of parents have changed, I think, and that's very important. I think if parents can let a child do whatever he wants, not whatever, whatever he believes in doing and whatever he loves doing, I think he's much better off that way than somebody forcing him, because he's not going to enjoy it after a while. And he will not give 100%. He will give 100% when he gets into something what he loves doing.
Jeev Milkha Singh won his first amateur tournament when he was just 13. He then attended university in the United States, where he involved himself more in the game and continued to win amateur tournaments.
Jeev Milkha turned professional in 1993 and took his first professional win that same year. He then continued to win regularly in the mid-90s until 1997, when he qualified for the European Tour to join the tour the year after.
So I know Malaysia holds a special place in your heart. You mentioned earlier that tournament in 93, making your win here, your one of your first professional matches, right? Do you remember much about from that tournament?
Yes, in fact, in 1993, I came from college and it was summertime, and there used to be a tour called the TDC Tour. And I played in Kuantan, Perlis,
all over.
And I went, and even Johor. I said, my God, man, it's very hot out here. But I just loved it. I said, hey, I'm playing well. I played 4 weeks, won twice, second twice. I said, oh, golf is easy. Later I realized it's not.
Go to 16. Jeev Milkha Singh down in the bunker. Oh, this looks good. This looks good. Keep going. I told you I had a good short game, didn't I? Yeah, I'm not lying. He never saw that either. Never saw it. That bunker is really, really deep. That was excellent right there. That's a way to play the hole.
In 1999, Jeev Milkha Singh came in 50th on the order of merit. But it was in 2006 when Jeev really started making waves. He won the Volvo China Open, only the second Indian to, at that time, win on the European Tour, and then clinched the season-ending Volvo Masters, which lifted him to 16th on the Order of Merit.
He kept that special year as the winner of the Asian Tour Order of Merit, and finished the season with back-to-back wins in Japan to become the first Indian to make the top 50 of the official world golf ranking.
Fast forwarding a good 13 years, 2006, the stars just sort of aligned for you. Was there something different about your game that year? Was it just your time to shine?
I think it was my time to shine. Plus, I think in golf, the most important thing is timing, and plus the way you think on the golf course. You've got to be thinking positively. If you think positively, you're going to do well. If you don't think positively, it's going to catch up with you. So in 2006, my thought process was very good. I believed in myself. I had a lot of trust. I was positive, and that's why I performed well.
You have a very different swing, right? I mean, did it ever bother you in your younger years if, you know, you were doing something differently, if it was just not, you know, what everyone else was doing?
No, I just believed in one thing. I said, you make sure that you put a score on the board, and that should be in the least amount of shots. I said, you can swing it any which way you want, but you make sure you shoot under par every time. So that's what I did, and that's what I believe in till date. I try to give it 100% on every shot, and I've had this swing, and I like it, and I believe in it.
To 12, Jeev Milkha Singh for eagle.
It's putted beautifully all week. That's what Tiger was looking for. Beautiful three there from Jeev Milkha.
Jeev Milkha Singh is today a four-time champion on the European Tour and double winner of the Asian Tour Order of Merit. This has made him the most successful Indian on tour.
The government of India also awarded him the civilian honour of Padma Shri in 2007 for making the country proud.
You've played on the European Tour, the Asian Tour, the Japan Tour, and even PGA events. What would you say was the most challenging of the lot?
I think Europe, because you play in different conditions, windy conditions, cold. You've got to change your game. You know, Malaysia, Asia, you're used to playing a normal ball. It's not windy. Whereas in Europe, it's windy. So you have to learn how to adapt in the cold weather, plus hit low golf shots. And in Asia, you just hit high golf shots. So it's two different kinds of, you can say, conditions. So I had to adapt, and I've enjoyed it.
Playing in the cold, I know that Scotland holds a special place in your heart. I mean, how did you adapt to that, you know?
I've been playing in Europe since 97, so I've become used to it. And I don't mind the cold. I love the cold. And I feel good that I have to hit low shots, because I think In Europe, there's a lot of imagination required. You've got to hit a lot of low shots, high shots. You've got to have good distance control. So I think you become a good player if you play all over the world. If you're a global player, you can play anywhere.
Do you have a favorite course, or maybe a course where you're the favorite?
My favorite course is Augusta National, the Masters. I've played it 3 times. I've enjoyed it. I had goosebumps because I dreamt as a kid that I want to play in the Masters. I used to get a videotape after 3 weeks of the Masters tournament finishing in India, and somebody used to get it in the hometown. So I got the Masters tape. He was the guy you wanted to go to and get the tape from. So I just enjoyed it. And plus, I love playing in my home course. I've grown up there, so I just enjoy it in Chandigarh.
If you had to name one tournament, victorious or not, that was your favorite, which one would it be and why?
My favorite tournament in the world is the Masters. And I've done well out there. The first year I was leading after the first nine holes. Finished, I think, 19th or 20th the first year I played. Haven't won the tournament, would like to win it before my career is over. But I've won some good tournaments worldwide, but I'm happy with the way my career is, and hopefully it gets better.
Many youngsters from India are now trying to break into the international golf arena thanks to Jeev Milka's success. Gaganjit Bullar, winner of 2 Asian Tour titles, and Anirban Lahiri are among those who've been inspired by Jeev.
Golfing role models. My number one role model was Fred Couples. I always looked up to him, and the reason for that was the way he conducted himself, the charisma he had, the way he played. So I liked everything about him, and I've played many times with him after that, and I always said, you know what, I could bet my house on you. You know, I was in college, and I said, you know what, I want to play with Freddie Couples one day, and I said, here I am, I'm playing with you.
So what was that like?
It was fantastic. I was really nervous on the first tee, but as the round went on, we had a lot of conversations, and I told him, I said, you know what, Freddie, I'm just loving this, by the way. And I told him that what all we used to do in college, that we used to have bets when he won the Masters. And I said, man, I put everything. I said, that's it. Only Freddie can win, nobody else.
Big fan there. Yeah. Anyone currently that, you know, you feel you'd like to emulate, young or old?
I think what Tiger has done for the game is fantastic. He's brought in a lot of awareness, money. Plus, he's set some standards for us players. Earlier, golf used to be, whatever the way you looked. But now, you've got to be physically fit. You've got to look like an athlete. And I think that's what Tiger has changed. And I think that's great to see that. And good for him that he's made that difference worldwide.
Jeev Milka Singh now hopes he too can inspire love for golf in India, like Tiger has around the world. He's been known to give out golf sets to promising youngsters and caddies in his city, Chandigarh, and hopes this, plus his other charitable works, will one day see India boast a world golf number one.
I know you're passionate about growing the game and the public's interest in golf. Why is this so important to you?
I think it's very important. I think, you know, this game has given me a lot. And I think it's very important to give back. And how can I give back is make sure the youth of all the countries, because that's where the future is of anything in life. If you don't have a good platform for them, then the game can't grow. So I would like the youth to be given an opportunity to do well, have tournaments all over Asia. And if that can happen, the game will flourish and the players will do well worldwide.
We've been speaking with 4-time champion on the European Tour and double winner of the Asian Tour Order of Merit, India's proud son, Jeev Milka Singh.
If you'd like to hear more from your favourite golfing greats, check out our other podcast at bfm.my/barnan. And tell us who'd you like us to feature on the show by dropping us a line at barnan@bfm.my or on Twitter at BFM Radio.
That's all for Barnan this week.
I'm Angeline Tay.
And I'm Audrey Raj. Hope you have a sporty weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area, visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers! Cheers!